Hello, Scott. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Hey, I'm a physician and have some experience in this drug supply chain. And you're absolutely right. The supply chain from China for drugs, not just branded drugs, but largely generic drugs, is a real problem. The way our drug pricing structure works here, utilizing these big pharmacy benefit managers, has created such exorbitant costs in drugs. It's driven a lot of the generic manufacturing overseas, and even the ones that are produced here, the branded drugs, many of the precursors come from that region of China. So there's antibiotics and other drugs that are going to be largely unavailable even now in the interruption of the supply chain. And even more scary than that, from a security perspective, over 50% of the drugs made to the U.S. military are made out of China. There's a fantastic book called China RX by a woman by the name of Rosemary Gibson, who details all of this and what has driven most of our drug manufacturing overseas right now. And that's a real problem.
So, Doc, is it what Rachel said, that it's just saving a buck? I mean, we could do it ourselves. What's going on with that?
Well, how much time you have? Probably not much. But largely what's happened there is that there's about 85% of drugs in this country have to pass through a middleman or a manufacturer's rep, effectively. In this case, it's Express Scripts, Caremark, and Optum Rx. And there's some safe harbor regulation that allows them to effectively charge a management fee, which is why drugs are so expensive, why insulin's $400 when it really should be $100.
Wow.
So manufacturers of drugs, big pharma that produces drugs, they have to essentially pay to play in that scheme. So in order to get downstream distribution of their product, they have to pay this kickback. It's essentially a safe harbor kickback from 1987 that allowed this to happen. And because of that, the smaller mom-and-pop generic manufacturing companies have literally gone out of business. It's not just to make an extra buck in this case. It's they just literally can't afford to compete and pay to have their drugs sold to the insurance or to the end user.
So, Scott, is there a reasonable way to come back from this, or are we just kind of screwed for a generation or so?
Absolutely. Competition in the marketplace, eliminate the safe harbor law that allows these PBMs, the pharmacy benefit managers, to do this to the American people, and it frees up tremendous. There's $250 billion, with a B, that is thought to be captured within the PBMs, and that's money that's just hidden, essentially. They're all owned by the big insurance carriers at this point. As a result of that, if you eliminated that literally with a one-line piece of legislation that says eliminate the safe harbor law of 1987, you would immediately have factories that are just sitting dormant start to tool back up because they could sell their product when they do that. Right now, they can't afford to sell their product and produce it.
And Scott, I'm guessing that the reason we don't do that is because Big Pharma makes so many donations to so many politicians.
See, follow the money. You got it exactly right. And it's both sides of the aisle. You know, it's an enormous, enormous dark horse out there that gives money to both sides of the political machine. You're absolutely right.
Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it.